How do you spawn mobs in your world without any spawn eggs, without being in creative? It's magic!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is not a green screen set, I just want to point out. And this is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we are answering an email from Claudia Wu. Claudia asks, I heard that there is a wither boss in Minecraft. If so, how do you spawn it? Because there's no wither egg in the creative inventory. Thank you so much. Thanks, Claudia, for writing in. Well, it is true, there is no egg to spawn this mob in Minecraft. In fact, there are three mobs which you have no way to spawn just with an egg in Minecraft. You have to build them yourself. That includes the Wither Boss, the Iron Golem, and the Snow Golem. So first, let's go ahead and talk about the Wither, because you asked about it, but I'll cover the other two in just a little bit. With the Wither Boss, the recipe is pretty simple. Here's what it looks like. It's pretty simple. All you need is three blocks of soul sand. So we're going to go ahead and place, four blocks of soul sand. We're going to place them down just like this. It's kind of like a little bit of a T. You can imagine that once this is a wither, this will be the shoulders and its spine right here. Then you're going to take wither skeleton skulls. Now, wither skeleton skulls are interesting because the only way to get them is by going into the nether and fighting wither skeletons and having them drop these skulls. And of course, you can always put them on the ground. That's what most people use them just as decoration blocks. Now, you should use a looting sword to do this because it will take you forever if you're not in creative, obviously, just where you can, I mean, this isn't taking forever. But if you're in survival, it will take forever. So I suggest getting a looting sword. So once you place down the third head, boop, 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 the wither jumps into the world, kind of like, wah! He replaces all the blocks, and then he charges up and then starts causing all sorts of destruction. So be careful, because he's going to destroy your world. He will destroy all sorts of different animals. He's going to go after this poor little sheep here. So if you do this, if you're in a creative world, he will destroy stuff. If you want to get rid of this wither, all you have to do is type slash difficulty peaceful, and he will disappear. That is if you have cheats enabled on your single-player world. So let's go ahead and make the other two mobs, which can be crafted and which don't have wonderful spawn eggs, just like this. To do this, let's go ahead and start with the Iron Golem. So you're going to need some iron blocks, to be exact, and a pumpkin. Just like this. So this does not need to have a torch inside of it. The Iron Golem looks an awful lot just like the Wither. You can kind of imagine that he has arms and you know, shoulders, stuff like that. Then you go ahead and place a pumpkin on top, and then he automatically turns into an Iron Golem. These guys also naturally spawn in villages if you want to find them normally in the world, and they will fight hostile mobs for you. So if we were to go ahead and go back into our inventory, find something like, let's actually find a zombie here. He should, of course, I changed my difficulty to peaceful, so change difficulty to easy. Go ahead and throw down a mob. This golem should attack. There he goes. Now he's mad. There he goes. He realized that that zombie was there. So finally, let's go ahead and make the Snow Golem. So first, we're going to need some snow. We'll need a full block of snow. Snow is pretty easy to make. You just put four snowballs into your normal crafting table. That's the recipe for that. Go ahead and put down two blocks with, on the top block, you're going to put down your pumpkin. Now, snow golems will kill themselves, or they'll die. They won't kill themselves. Let's not be too morbid here. They will die if they are inside of a hot biome. So that includes desert or savanna or something like that. They will they can't survive. Or if it starts to rain, they will also start to get hurt. So here is what a cool thing that you can do using the behavior that wherever they walk, they leave some snow. Where he's standing, there's obviously snow. If I go ahead and switch into survival mode, I can just aim this shovel right where he's standing, and we get tons and tons and tons of snowballs. You can kind of get in there and grab those snowballs, and you get tons of these things, which you can easily pack back into snow. It's basically a way to get infinity amounts of blocks very, very quickly and simply by keeping him where he's at. I just realized he could walk out of here at any moment. This isn't the perfect way to keep him still right here, but it's useful for the show. Tons of snow. Look at all those particles. It's amazing. It's a winter wonderland. And so that about wraps it up for mobs that you can craft yourself in any world. Now go prank your friends by making a whole bunch of iron golems just show up at their base one day, because that's always fun. Who needs spawn eggs when you can just spawn in a whole bunch of iron golems? Thanks so much for writing in. And if you want to write in your own email, feel free to email us at mail@omgcraft.com. Make sure you subscribe to the show at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.